With this KLAM Sports Update for this Tuesday, December 3rd, I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming your way tonight here on KLAM Radio with online audio at KLAM1410.com, we've got a Wargo Conference girls and boys basketball doubleheader for you as the Galen Catholic basketball teams head to Remsen to take on Remsen St. Mary's. We'll have all the action for you with the tip-off of the girls' game scheduled to start at 6 o'clock. Pre-game coverage scheduled to start about 15 minutes before that. Of course, the boys' game to follow. You can catch both basketball contests right here on KLAM Radio with online audio at KLAM1410.com. Well, a lot to get to from the sports action yesterday. Let's start with a basketball recap of the girls' side in Wargo Conference girls' basketball. It was Galen Catholic squeaking out a win over Lawton Bronson 41-37. This comes after the Jays were down 31-15 at the six-minute mark of the third quarter. They would proceed to outscore the Eagles 26-6 the rest of the game, and they are now 2-1 to start the year. Isaiah Sitzman at 14 points, 8 rebounds, 5 steals, and 3 assists. Hallie Walsenbach at 12 points on 6 of 11 from the field with 3 rebounds, and Addie Castle added 6 points off the bench. 13th-ranked Hinton went to Hull and blew out Western Christian to remain unbeaten. A 77-42 win for the Blackhawks. Sydney Duskett led the way once again offensively with 28 points. Those 28 points put her over 1,000 career points in her high school career. Of course, with her 2 years at Kingsley Pearson factored in there as well. Addie Glass, 21 points for the former Bishop Heelan star. Addie Pickett had 10 points, and Raylan Kempham had 9 points to lead the Blackhawks to a 2-0 record. It was a top 10 battle in Akron last night, but 8th-ranked Akron Westfield just could not get by 2nd-ranked Westwood. The Rebels got the Westerners 52-19. Really tough offensive performance for the Westerners. Turned the ball over a decent amount. Josie Jacobs had 7 points and 2 steals. Addison Naslin had 2 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 assists. And Allie Sawyer had 3 points and 5 rebounds as the Westerners start out 0-1. Also in the Wargo Conference last night, Harris Lake Park defeated Alta Aurelia 50-42. In Western Valley Conference girls basketball, West Monona defeated Storm Lake St. Mary 72-28, and 8th-ranked MVAOCOU rolled past Missouri Valley 62-19. In boys basketball last night in the Wargo Conference, the Galen Catholic boys start off the year 1-0. They got a 63-40 win over Lawton Bronson, outscored the Eagles 32-11 in the second half, and had 4 different players in double figures, led by Dane Lehman's 15 points, Nolan Teal tacked on another 14, Owen Seavers and Mason Small each added 11. It was Akron Westfield starting off the Stephen Husk era with a loss. Unfortunately, the Westerners fell to Westwood 38-31 last night. In the Western Valley Conference in boys basketball, West Monona rolled past Storm Lake St. Mary 62-16. MVAOCOU took down Missouri Valley 57-40. And Bishop Heelan beat Trainer 65-55. We now go to the bowling alley where the Lamar's Community Bowling Team started off their season. The Bulldog Girls opened up the year with a 26-44-16-59 win. It was a little bit of a slow start to the year, being the first meet of the year and things like that. But the Bulldogs did get some new faces to step up to the plate. Brianna Bockelman was the top individual bowler, while Madeline Gerard was second best individual in her first varsity meet. Head coach Gary Brady says both impressed in their early season performance.
Maddie Gerard coming up, she's only a sophomore, 192 and 190 for her 2 games. That was just fantastic. I mean, you know, dealing with little nerves, first time really bowling on varsity in front of some people, and she didn't bat an eye. She was just right on all day long. Brianna Bockelman, she's a junior this year, 204, 179. We're expecting big things from her. So this team has so much potential, but we're still really young. We only have 2 seniors.
And maybe that youth showed a little bit with the Baker games leaving a lot to be desired, with the Bulldogs putting up just 805 in those 5 Baker games. Coach Brady says being able to spare frames is crucial to success, and that will be the focus of the next few days of practice.
As always, we pride ourselves on being, you know, just awesome spare shooters. So as long as we can pick up whatever we're leaving, we know we're going to be just fine. They will get the strikes. They're going to come. As long as we're not leaving open after open after open, we'll be doing just great. And I'm sure that, you know, I'm not really worried about these girls. They're going to be there at the end of the year. We're just going to be improving the entire time.
Again, the top bowler for the Bulldogs was Brianna Bockelman. Her 204 led to a 383 series. Madeline Gerard shot a 382 series with a 192 best game. Natalie Vanderloo had identical 190s to shoot 380 for the series. On the boys' side, the Bulldogs beat the Wolverines 29-10 to 25-31. The first competition for the Bulldogs on the boys' side, and it certainly looked like it. Head coach Travis Jones says, outside of the things that need working on, the guys were upbeat and confident to start the year.
There's a lot of confidence, a lot of positive attitudes. You know, we got a lot of things to clean up. It was a lot messier than we like. Left a lot of open pins out there, open frames, so once we clean those up, but I'd say positives, picking apart the good stuff, a lot of good spares, a lot of good positivity out of the team.
The Bulldogs were able to really dominate on the Baker games. That helped them carry themselves across the finish line. They scored 1,084 in the Baker games, with two of their five games scoring above 255. Coach Jones says those games have to be good to set a foundation in future matches.
I think Bakers are our foundation. I think we're the best at Bakers compared to our individual games, and I think it's because we have so many different types of bowlers. We can bowl in many different conditions. I think that'll help us quite a bit.
And the Bulldogs will move on with a 1-0 record to their next competition in about a week and a half, when they'll take on the Falcons of OABCIG. On that boys' side, as far as individual performances, Taylor Lindner, he was over 200 in both games. Shot a 414, 211, and 203. Caden Heitreder had the best individual game. He shot a 237, but followed it up, 233, but followed it up with a 147 and shot a 380 series. Best Baker game for the Bulldogs was a 266. Other scores and results from yesterday in girls wrestling: the Hinton Blackhawks went 3-0 in some duels at Dennis and Schleswig. The Blackhawks first defeated Audubon 60-18, then defeated Carroll 72-12, and defeated Dennis and Schleswig as well by a final score of 48-36. A really nice showing for the Blackhawks, who remain pretty solid record-wise as far as their dual scores are concerned. The Blackhawks are now 9-2 in dual competition. Well, we continue our preview of the upcoming basketball season in Plymouth County, and the girls basketball team at MMCRU is getting their season started tonight against Harris Lake Park, and the Royals will not be short on height. No pun intended there. The Royals have seven different players available that measure 5'10" or taller. Head coach Jillian Lecce is hoping that height can help out on the defensive side.
Chloe Allish and the Lux twins, they're doing great down low. Olivia Spenner's looking good too, yes. And then, of course, we have Tia Tenniger, who's also almost 6 foot tall, but she's a guard, you know. And some of the other girls stepping in may not be as tall, but we have length and quickness, and I think that's going to be a really big thing for us defensively.
Again, the Royals open their season with Harris Lake Park tonight. On the boys' side, the MMCRU boys made the district final last year for the first time as a consolidation. The Royals bring back two strong rebounders in Michael Peterson and Brayson Mulder, who averaged a combined 12 rebounds per game. Head coach Cam Kuchel says those two have continued to get better and will prove to be forces down low.
He's about an eight rebound a game kind of guy, but he's a big that can run the floor really, really well. So Brayson has put on a lot of good weight. Obviously, our tailback on the football team, he's a true 6'4", 200 plus guy. So he's gonna be helping us at the block as well. Both those guys have put a ton of time in as on their bodies as well as athletically.
And the Royals boys basketball team opens their season as well against Harris Lake Park. Both those games will be in Remsen, and in between the girls and boys game, they will be renaming the Remsen Gym in honor of former Remsen Union head coach Rocky Bork. So make sure you go on out and enjoy the basketball games in Remsen. Also in Remsen tonight, the Remsen St. Mary's boys basketball team opens their season, and then they enter their season with high expectations. They're a top five team in the preseason rankings, and most of the guys are fresh off winning a state title in football. That meant the Hawks didn't start basketball practice until a week after everyone else, but co-head coach Justin Rudin says that was all right with him.
It's an awesome problem, to tell you the truth. And beauty part is, like, I think we got a good group of seniors, like a lot of seniors that are returning from last year. And so it makes that adjustment where we don't have to maybe go through the offenses or stuff so much right away. You know, they just pick up on a lot of it. They know the routine that we have, how things go, how we want to do things.
And the Hawks open their season with Galen Catholic tonight in a game you can hear on KLAM, of course, with the girls game to start our broadcast coverage. Also in the Warrego Conference in basketball tonight, West Sioux is at Akron Westfield for a boys-only matchup. George Little Rock's at South O'Brien, and Hartley Melvin Sanborn is at Trinity Christian. The Kingsley Pearson boys basketball team opens their season tonight as well after winning the Western Valley Conference regular season championship last year with a very young roster. And it was no secret last year that the Panthers ran through Bo Goodwin. He averaged 17 points per game and 8 rebounds a contest to lead the Panthers every night. Coach Lance Howe says he is not looking for someone to average that on their own, but he does need to see everyone doing their part to pick up the slack.
Not one guy is going to average 17 more points a game than to fill Bo's spot and all that good kind of stuff, but the good group that understands team basketball. So they know replacing Bo is going to be by committee, and they're excited to do that role. I think he hit it on the head, too. I mean, they were trying to prove some people wrong last year already by saying it's just not Bo's team, and I think they did a great job in helping Bo have a great senior season. So we're going to build off that.
The Panthers open their season tonight at home in Kingsley against Lawton Bronson. That's a girl-boy doubleheader. Also in the Western Valley Conference tonight, OABCIG's at Denison Schleswig for a doubleheader. Woodbury Central's at East Sac County. Pocahontas Area's at Ridgeview. And West Monona's at Rock Valley for a girls-only matchup. In the MRAC in basketball, Lamar's Communities girls, they continue their season at Spirit Lake. Western Christian's at Sergeant Bluff Luton for a doubleheader. Sioux City East is at Spencer for a doubleheader. Bishop Heelan's at Lewis Central in a girls-only matchup, and Storm Lake's at North in a doubleheader. Wrestling today on the girls' side, Akron Westfield is at Sioux City tonight for a quad hosted by East High, and will also feature Sioux Center and Boyden Hall Rock Valley. And finally, the boys' wrestling season gets going in Plymouth County. What a great time of year as the Akron Westfield boys' wrestling team will also be in Sioux City, a quad hosted by East High. They'll take on Sioux Center and Woodbury Central as well in that quad. That's the only odd team out. Hinton hosts a quad tonight. The Blackhawks fresh off a couple of state dual appearances. They'll have 3 opponents on the docket, including another area school. MMCRU will be in attendance there as the Royals and Blackhawks, they'll open their season against one another. Also in attendance at that quad is Lawton Bronson and Sioux City West. We are now officially in full swing with all things winter sports in Plymouth County. It's a great time of year. Well, be sure to check out KLAM1410.com for up-to-date sports news, including more interview clips with all of the coaches that we talked with today. You can check that out under the local sports news button under the sports tab at KLAM1410.com. Also, follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news at KLAM Sports. And make sure you tune in tonight to high school basketball as the Galen Catholic basketball teams head to Remsen to take on Remsen St. Mary's. Coverage begins at 5:45. Girls game tips at 6 right here on KLEM. Well, this has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.